This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make this a month of great mercy for you all, and a month of major changes in a positive direction for us as an ummah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We jump now to a parable in Surah Ali Imran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right after, can we lower the gain a bit, Ali? Appreciate it. Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right after the famous verse you hear every Jumu'ah, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, and be sure not to die except in a state of Islam. The very next verse now, it is almost as if he is telling you the bottom line of what you need more than anything to make sure you die in a state of Islam. And he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and hold tightly to the rope of Allah, all of you together, and do not allow yourselves to become divided. Hold tightly to the book of Allah, the rope of Allah. So you imagine someone stuck, about to drown, or on a ledge or something, and the rope is extended. The rope comes dangling down. As he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن هذا القرآن, this great Quran, طرفه بأيديكم, one end of it is in your hands, وطرفه بيد الله, and the other end is in the hand of Allah عز وجل himself, so hold on tightly to it, فلن تضلوا أو لن تهلكوا بعده أبدا, because if you do that, you'll never be lost, and you will never be doomed after having done that. So that is the rope, and the rope is our hope in Allah Azza wa Jal and the book He extended to us. This is the first stop. The second is that Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, though, in this ayah doesn't say tamassaku, like the hadith, hold on to it. He says i'tasimu, and some have said the word i'tasimu has a very subtle meaning here, an additional meaning to keep in mind. I'tasimu, translated loosely as hold tightly, comes from the word mi'asam, and the mi'asam is the wrist. So it's as if Allah Azza wa Jal is telling you, be so careful about not loosening your grip on this rope, not losing this rope, that you wrap it around your wrist before you hold it. Understand the image? And so what happens there? If for whatever reason you slip, it's holding you now. Even if you slip for a moment at holding it. And that is what the Quran does. Every ayah you recite, even without understanding it. Every ayah you put in the effort to understand. Every session you attend to learn more about the Quran. Most importantly, every time you apply some of the guidance of the Quran, you are being further and further protected by it from the doubts and desires that could jeopardize dying Muslim. That's the bottom line. And that is why Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, when someone said to him, Fulanun yahfadhu al-Quran, so-and-so has completed his hifz of the Quran. You know, hifz, like a hafiz, and hufad, like memorize. But the word hifz actually means protect. So we say protect it from being forgotten by memorizing it. That's where the word hifz comes from. So when they said to him, so-and-so did his hifz of the Quran, he said, بَلِ الْقُرْآنُ يَحْفَظُ, rather, the Quran is doing hifz of him. The Quran is actually protecting him more than he's protecting the Quran, right? Because the Quran is not dependent on us. If we don't safeguard it, someone else will safeguard it. Someone else will be honored with that mission. But we are dependent on it. It is just like, you know, when Allah Azza wa Jal says, احفظ الله يحفظك. Allah says, safeguard Allah. Or the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, safeguard Allah, He will safeguard you. What is greater? You're safeguarding the rights of Allah in your life. Whereas Allah safeguarding you is far greater. When Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me and I will remember you. What is greater? وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ Allah's remembering of you is far greater than your remembering of Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, this Qur'an, you hold on to it tight, rather you tie yourself to it, so that if you slip for a moment, it catches you. And then he says, جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا And do this, tie yourself to the Qur'an, all of you, all together, and don't become divided. It's as if it's reminding us that this has to be done together. It's as if holding on to the Qur'an or being held by the Qur'an won't work if you try to do it alone. It's a group effort. And for most people it is. You know, we celebrate in the Qur'an Ibrahim alayhi salam for being an ummah by himself because most of us cannot be an ummah by themselves. You can't. You need the group support, right? One of the major blows to Christianity today was the divisions, the endless divisions within their communities that fractured their communities and then their belief in their faith went with it. You know, interestingly, many of our youth and the adults, they are challenged on their faith and they are told, if you weren't born into a Muslim family, you wouldn't be Muslim today. By the way, I don't want you to ever be rattled by this question. Because if he was not born into a religion-hating era, he would not hate and be suspicious of all religions. If this person was born in the 1500s, he'd be advocating for something else, right? But the idea is, though, for this talk tonight, he's kind of right. She's kind of right. That of the ways Allah protected you, and your sort of regard for the Qur'an, your regard for Islam, is the fact that he surrounds you with Muslims. I don't mean that Islam is right because you were born into a Muslim family. I'm saying Allah helped you hold on to what's right by surrounding you with people that believe in the same thing. This is very important to realize. You know, the Sahaba, they used to say, it's reported by multiple of them, Ibn Mas'ud and Jabir, they used to say a wonderful statement. They used to say, "Inna ma." تكرهون في الجماعة خير مما تحبون في الفرقة. The things you hate about the community are far better for you than the things you love about division. I just want to like be all alone, do things my way, my comfort zone. But don't, this is dangerous to your deen now, right? The community is the extended family. Right? That you want to surround yourself with. It is your second most important safety net so that you can be able to hold on to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last stop I will make, there is another parable or metaphor here. He says, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ And recall the favor of Allah on you. That He gave you the Qur'an, He made you a person of Islam, He surrounded you with Muslims to make the task easier, right? Recall the favor of Allah on you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ When you were enemies of each other, outside of this. And He mended between your hearts. Don't take that for granted. Don't underestimate that. The other religions fell apart. Why? Of the reasons we just said, they kept splitting up on racial lines and then on religious lines. They're not like you. They can't just go into any church anywhere and make their prayers, right? Is this a white church or a black church? Is this sort of a Lutheran or a Protestant or a Methodist? Do you do that? No, you Google mosque near me and keep it moving, right? And you make your salawat. That's part of the great favor of Allah on you. Were it not for Islam, we would be the same way. So we are spared of this greatly, but we are not totally immune to it. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَى حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِّنْهَا Here's the final metaphor. And you were on the edge of a ditch, or a volcano, as some have said, right? Or a big hole, a canyon filled with fire. You're on the brink of an inferno. And so He saved you with it. Using the Qur'an, and using the brotherhood that the Muslims are called to. That sounded very wrong. IECPA, Muslim Brotherhood. Never mind, I didn't say that. I know someone's going to take this clip and misuse it now. The fraternity of faith, how's that? I'll pick a synonym. But through these two things, Allah protects your iman for you, so value them. Otherwise, you were on the brink of falling deep into that fire. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ Because the default is, and I'm done, that you have a very short span to get this right. You know? Like, what do you mean you were on the brink of the fire? Well, you were dead for thousands of years. You didn't exist. And you will be dead for thousands of years. And so you need to make sure that this moment that you spend on earth, you come out of it with Islam, the ayah before it. And the default is that we're not guided. Allah gave you guidance through the Quran, through the unity of Islam. He gave you these two. So you were right there, and just in time, He saved you. So recall this favor of Allah Azza wa Jal on you. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he sent a letter of consolation to another about his son who had just died. He said, listen, we're not from this world. Nahnu abna'ul akhirah. We're from the hereafter. That's where we really live. Uskinna dunya. We were given a short term in this world. Right? And so he said, and it's crazy that a dead man, he means I'm bound. I was dead forever and I'm going to be dead for a long time, right? A dead man is extending his regards to another dead man about someone that has died. So just understand how short this term is. That is the reality. In that, Allah saved you with these two things, so treasure them. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.